This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. ICE focused on criminal activity. RCPP offers rescinded. Supply chains at risk, groups say. ICE enforcement targeting criminal violators, officials say. Trump administration officials are stressing that the deportation program being carried out by immigration and customs enforcement agents across the country focused on criminals. White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt said at her press conference yesterday that President Donald Trump, quote, has made it very clear we need to remove public safety threats from the interior of our country. And that remains the focus and the priority of this administration when it comes to deportations. Echoing remarks made shortly beforehand by Border Czar Tom Homan, Levitt also said it doesn't matter where someone works. If they're an illegal alien, rapist, or murderer that has allowed in this country in the past 4 years by the Biden administration, the American people want those types of criminals to be deported from our country, and that's what the president is backing ICE to do. Ullman said ICE was not halting worksite enforcement at farms and hospitality facilities such as hotels and restaurants, but that agents are looking for criminal violations. We're going to base them on priority for those who have a criminal nexus of trafficking, of forced labor, of tax fraud, or tax evasion, Homan said. By the way, count Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman among those on Capitol Hill who believe immigration enforcement efforts should focus on people who have committed crimes. What we have now is uncertainty, he says in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers that was taped before Homan and Levitt's remarks on Thursday. 1 minute it's one way and the next minute it's another way. Who can plan? It really makes it very, very difficult. The latest edition of Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. USDA rescinds Regional Conservation Partnership Program award offers. At least 11 Regional Conservation Partnership Program awardees have seen their offers rescinded by the Trump administration in recent weeks, though the true number may be higher. Notice the awardees received from their Natural Resources Conservation Service state conservationist informed them that the agency, quote, is not moving forward with any new awards using the supplemental funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act at this time. But some awardees who received the notice had previously been told by USDA officials that their funding would come from the Farm Bill instead of the IRA. You can read more of AgriPulse report on the USDA action at AgriPulse.com. Ag groups among hundreds warning of supply chain chaos. Multiple farm organizations have joined counterparts from across the U.S. industries to warn of impending supply chain disruptions because of U.S. tariffs. Ship arrivals slowed significantly this year when the U.S. imposed steep new duties on Chinese products, the group say in a letter to senior administration officials. Recent reductions in tariff levels have sent carriers scrambling to resume shipments, spurring shipping container shortages in countries of origin and price hikes. We cannot afford to see a repeat of the congestion and resulting cargo velocity issues that plagued U.S. supply chains during the pandemic, the groups warn. The Agriculture Transportation Coalition, International Fresh Produce Association, National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Meat Export Federation, and American Soybean Association, all among the dozens of ag signatories. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rail industry wants more certainty as funding cliff nears. The rail industry is asking senators to deliver certainty around government funding for rail upgrades ahead of the expiration of several programs next year. The current Surface Transportation Authorization was signed into law as a part of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act in 2021 and featured $66 billion in advanced appropriations. But the funding expires in 2026, at which point the industry could have to rely on yearly appropriations to secure public support for capital projects. The advanced appropriations are really critical, Peter Gilbertson, CEO of the Anacostia Rail Holdings Company, told senators at a hearing this week. Many improvement projects can only be carried out during a short window each year because of the climate, he said. But Congress has struggled to pass appropriation bills in recent years, with subsequent legislation becoming bogged down in inter-party spats. If you miss that cycle, you miss a year, Gilbertson said. Why it matters? Gilbertson pointed out that the U.S. Ag has directly benefited from recent rail upgrades. Improvements on lines connecting Minnesota to ports in the Pacific Northwest have allowed farmers to use more modern grain cars that carry larger cargo volumes, he said. APHIS proposes loosening horse import requirement. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is proposing dropping the requirement that imported horses are inspected by a vet within 48 hours of travel. A Federal Register notice notes APHIS adopted the rule in 2023 after encountering an increasing number of sick or injured horses arriving in the U.S. But the agency said that flight delays, long layovers, and limited access to veterinarians on weekends has presented challenges for exporters. The agency is collecting public feedback on the proposal until August 19th. Former Arizona water official picked for Reclamation Commissioner. The Trump administration has unveiled its pick for Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner, and he's no stranger to Western water issues. The nominee is Ted Cook, a former manager of the Central Arizona Project, a 336-mile aqueduct system that serves farmers and communities across central and southern Arizona. If confirmed, Cook will face the tough task of stewarding tense negotiations over future water cuts between seven states in the Colorado River Basin. The Central Arizona Project was among the first of the river's water users to face drastic cuts during previous negotiations with farmers in Pinal County, Arizona, threatened with having their access entirely cut off. Here's today's final word. High grocery prices are a top economic concern for Americans, and experts that state that tariffs could significantly increase the cost of canned foods. Experts have also noted potential impacts from tariffs on the cost of shelving, equipment, transportation, and other inputs that grocery stores and their suppliers need to operate, which in turn could also lead to higher food prices for customers. That's Senator Maggie Hassan, a New Hampshire Democrat, in a letter to multiple grocery store chains seeking information on how tariffs are affecting food prices. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.